I'm Rick Ray. I'm the director of the new film Lynching Charlie Lynch that's going to be released on 420. This is the story of Charlie Lynch, who ran a medical marijuana dispensary in San Luis Obispo for quite a few years and was recently arrested by the federal government, put on trial, and not to give away too much, but very much a victim of the drug war today. I became interested in the film because Reason TV hired me to do a short piece about Charlie Lynch. I went up and, you know, the producer said, we're going to be meeting someone who runs a medical marijuana dispensary. So in my mind, I kind of had thought, okay, he's a bit of a stoner probably. He's kind of a hippie, maybe sort of a free spirit. And what I met when I met Charlie Lynch was a completely different kind of man. The kind of person who you would trust babysitting your kids, who looks just like an ordinary businessman and essentially acts very much like a regular pharmacist, you know, simply wanting to dispense medicine to patients and do it, you know, the right way and do it legally. And that's who I met. So the disconnect was huge. I went into that interview and I thought, wait a minute, this is Charlie Lynch. He's never had a traffic ticket. He's never violated any law. You know, and here he is about to go to federal prison. I simply can't believe this. That led me to pursue his story now for the last 4 years and really get close to his life and watch as his life has come unglued. And now he faces a lengthy prison term. What happened was that most people in the community accepted the dispensary. They went there for their medicinal marijuana. Even the local police in the city were hands-off about it. And Charlie ran it as a tight ship. People would come in with bad IDs or what looked like fake prescriptions, and he would turn them away. He had strict rules. He had rules about people congregating outside, people consuming the substance anywhere in the area. He wanted to be a good neighbor, a good businessman. He wanted to be responsible. But the local sheriff up in San Luis Obispo took an instant dislike to this enterprise. And for whatever reason, he sent, we believe, many undercover people in to try to get a probable cause on Charlie on a state level. And from what we gather, no one was able to get probable cause. No one was able to catch Charlie doing something that would have crossed the line. So frustrated, the sheriff called the feds. He called them and he said, you know, we need to work together on this. And so the feds came in and raided Charlie's dispensary. They raided his home. They put him into a federal detention center, and now they put him on trial and he's going to federal prison. Charlie Lynch's plight is a small example of the great chasm between the federal government and state law. And it's as if mom says, you can't put your hand in that cookie jar. And dad says, hey, it's perfectly okay to put your hand in that cookie jar. Who are you supposed to believe? What are you supposed to do? And Charlie Lynch is a victim. He's an everyman in this sense, that he has fallen into that chasm, put his hand in the cookie jar, and got it cut off by the federal government. I think a lot of us had hope that the Obama administration would come in and that the prosecution and persecution of dispensaries in California would be relaxed. In fact, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, made a statement saying that as long as dispensaries were in compliance with California law, they would not be harassed by the federal government. But the reality has been very different. It's as if they were paying lip service to their constituency, but the reality has been that dispensaries continue to be raided. And just last week, one of the colleges that teaches about this industry, Oaksterdam University, was raided. It astonishes me that the Obama administration would think that this is somehow appealing to their voting bloc to be conducting these kinds of raids. So the current state of medical marijuana is that it is still in that dangerous limbo between state and federal prosecution or permission. One thing we did in this film was we got very rare access to the federal marijuana distribution center at the University of Mississippi in Oxford, Mississippi. And this is the one place that's licensed by the DEA to distribute marijuana for research. We didn't think we would ever get permission to film there, but we made an appeal to them. And surprisingly, Mahmoud El-Suli, who runs it, gave us permission to come in and gave us permission, full access, to see how that facility is run. It's a spooky place, kind of. It's this outbuilding with barbed wire around it, and you go in through security, and they have a giant bank-like vault, which he has a combination, and they open it, and they open this door, and you walk in, and, you know, here's this marijuana. Some say it's pretty shitty marijuana because it's grown by the government. But nevertheless, this is the facility where they are allowed to distribute it and conduct research. We also go up to the University of Massachusetts and we meet Lyle Craker, who is a botanist who's been teaching there and has basically been trying to get a license from the DEA to grow research marijuana, to try to get some FDA approval of it as a smokable substance and a drug. And his research efforts have been largely denied. And, you know, that's because the University of Mississippi has this monopoly on medical marijuana as produced by the federal government. So we go into that, and it was fascinating to get access to that and be able to cover it. The film will be released on 420. This is not a big premiere in theaters. We're going viral. We hope people will link to it. They'll tweet about it. It will be available for download on Amazon, Blockbuster. It'll be on Hulu. It'll be on all your pay TV stations, DirecTV, Dish Network, and so on. And it'll also be for sale as a DVD on Amazon and elsewhere. So we just, you know, this film will be out for a long time, and we want to build awareness about Charlie and his story so that people can know what's happening, and they can take action, and they can make a difference. This has to stop. This is, you know, what's happening here is putting innocent people in the chasm between state and federal government, who are just simply trying to do the right thing. It's not right.